The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
And it's 5 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, and we are now recording this in video format to post the program on Rumble, BitChute, and Brighteon. So we're going to load up the channels with video platforms so you can actually see yours truly talking on the microphone and talking about news and taking your phone calls. They'll be able to hear the audio. Obviously, they won't be able to see you unless you dial in on Skype, which we prefer you don't. If you're just going to call into the station, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Dave Krieger with you. By the way, for those of you who don't know who I am, this is our one-year anniversary week. I officially started on October 18th last year. So today is the 17th. So in what I'm doing for the Power Hour, because we are always about solutions. And what I'm doing is I just sent a box of credit restoration primers up to Catherine. And here's what we're going to do. Because of the fact, and I'm going to get in a little more discussion about the fact that we need to do some fundraising, because this is how we stay on the air. And of course, when you go to the Power Mall and you buy stuff from the Power Mall, that helps us keep our operations up and running. If you all stop buying from the Power Mall, Power Hour, you kind of know what happens. And I don't like to bring up sore subjects, but like I said, we'll get into a little bit of a sore subject after I get done with this. But this is important, because what I'm going to do, this is my input to solutions at the Power Hour. I'm doing a special until the end of this month while supplies last. All right. What I've done is I have this book right here that I wrote. It's the fifth edition Credit Restoration Primer. And in it, this is a $49.95 book, $50 book. Now, here's the interesting thing about it. I have spent since like 1993 cleaning up people's credit reports. I have actually included in section 14 of this book all my sample form letters that I use to clean up people's stuff. Identity theft affidavits, credit report order form letters, sample letters for disputing accounts. This is your best DIY manual. For those of you who don't know what DIY is, it's do it yourself. It's the best manual you can get your hands on right here. The skinny little book, and it goes into detail. And if you just follow this, when I first started doing credit restoration, my batting average was about 85%. I could wipe out 85% of a credit bureau. So here's what I'm going to do with this book, because it's our anniversary week. I'm going to extend the special till the end of this month while supplies last. When we run out, we run out. So here's the deal. When you spend $200 or more at the Power Mall, I'm going to get you one of these books free. It's going to come in your order. If you order online, one of these books is going to come with your package. So if you really are inclined to, you know, you can actually make a living with this. This book right here, for those of you who want to make a living and want to do the research and want to read this little 186-page book, this is a great training manual for credit restoration. I don't like using the word credit repair, because that's kind of a garbage term and it's got some negative connotations with it. No, the most important thing, it took you a long time to screw up your credit. It may not take you until tomorrow to get it cleaned up. It may take a while. The whole idea is you read this and you don't give up. You get into it, you read it, you understand it, you email me at support@thepowerhour.com. You ask your questions. We talk about credit repair a lot in this book. We talk about the Fair Credit Reporting Act, how to deal with collection agencies. All that stuff is in this book. Because, see, I've actually helped homeowners clean up their records so they could get a mortgage. All right. See, this is the most important thing to understand, that when you have something like this going on and people want to get educated, as long as you don't take money up front, you can be a credit service organization and you can repair people's credit reports. And, of course, I would not do it without a contract. There is stuff in there about credit service organizations and what the laws are, because there are laws, because we've had some unscrupulous credit restoration people out there, credit repair people that say they can clean off your credit report in 30 days. They take your several hundred dollars and sometimes even the thousands of dollars, and they run away. You get nothing. You don't hear from them. They don't call. Their number's been changed. Their address doesn't work. Nothing happens. And so a lot of the states have required that these guys post bonds. Well, if you don't take money up front and you do it after the fact, after you do the work, it's like I always tell people, look, you know, this is, what do you think I made this book for? I made this credit restoration primer so that you would not have to go out and hire somebody and pay thousands of dollars. And here I'm going to give it to you for free while supplies last when you order more than $200 worth of stuff from the Power Mall. Now, you're trying to stock up for the winter anyway. What's the difference? You're going to help us out by keeping us on the air. And I'm going to give you a perk because it's my anniversary month. And tomorrow I've been on the air with the Power Hour for 1 year. And so I'm doing this as my gesture to help out the Power Hour Nation, right? And so enough said about that particular. When you spend $200 at the Power Mall from now until the end of the month, or while supplies last, I'm going to get you the book. All right. And you can make money charging, you know, minimum $350, maybe even more, charging to help other consumers how to clean up their credit report. This is a ready-made solution right now to make money, even if you are retired and you have some spare time and you want to put in a few hours a week. I always like to joke around and say putting on the skirt. I know you're saying, Krieger, come on, really? Putting on the skirt, that's kind of a visual. Yeah. Well, the thing is that, you know, putting on the skirt to me is like a secretarial term. I can sit down and I can type all these letters. That's what secretaries do, right? Or you could do it yourself. That's what a DIY is. You do it yourself. You type the letters yourself. You look at what I used and you type that out and you modify the letter to fit your situation. And I talk all about what to say, what not to say, because the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution about the right to self-incrimination, the Bill of Rights, that actually applies here with credit repair. Because if you go out and you start admitting to everything, the credit bureau's going, what do we need to do this for? We don't need to investigate this. And they throw the bloody thing in the garbage. So we don't want you to do that. We want you to hang 10, do the research, and you can make money actually cleaning up people's credit reports. But you can't charge up front. You can't do that. Otherwise, you're violating credit service organization laws unless you post like a $25,000 bond. Now, if you get that kind of money and you want to post a bond, you can charge all the fees and do all the contracts you want. You just have to follow through. Otherwise, they can go to the state, call the state up and say, hey, these people screwed me and I need some money back. And then the state's going to come after you and it gets ugly. So, you know, trust me, I've seen this all go down in the years I've spent doing this. So, like I said, we're all about solutions here. And that's one of the reasons why we've set up a GiveSendGo account. And I'm going to kind of backpedal a little bit. Alex Jones has raised $228,000 and some change on his GiveSendGo account. Now, apparently everybody loves the idea that they should just throw money at Alex Jones to try to fix a problem Alex Jones himself created. And I get the idea of free speech, but you see, the court system, his attorneys, I mean, if you're raising money for attorney's fees and you've got five houses that are worth into the millions of dollars, and you're in bankruptcy, I mean, you have the protection right now. You can't squeeze blood out of a stone. But to just donate to attorney's fees, and it's like, wait a minute, your attorney screwed you. I would be suing him for malpractice if it was me, not sitting there opening up a GiveSendGo account unless it was only about the money. I'm not shaming him. Understand that. I understand the predicament he's in. I'm not the one that went out and said Sandy Hook never happened. I'm not the one out that incentivized, and I use that word loosely because people listen to him and interpret what they want to interpret. And if he is irate about something and states it as a fact, and says, we need to do something about this, all of a sudden all the listeners go haywire and they start harassing all the victims of Sandy Hook. And that's what started all this nonsense. I did not create that problem. The victims of Sandy Hook did not create that problem. I'm not the one that got on the stand in court in Travis County, Texas, and said I'm sorry a half a dozen times. I'm not the one that hired screwball attorneys that couldn't represent me as far as freedom of speech. And the judge just shut him off. I mean, there's appeals. This is why he said, hey, you people out there that think you won these million-dollar awards, multi-million-dollar awards, don't buy any new houses. Don't go out and make deals in new houses because this ain't over. You know, see, I get that. But, you know, all that fundraising on Give, Send, Go just to keep him on the air for something that he caused. See, that's where I got to take just a little bit of critical thinking and apply it to the situation. See, because we're here, we're not making statements like that. We're trying to get you to critically think about what's going on. And if something is not factual or looks like a conspiracy theory, and we use the word it appears or it has all the earmarks, you know, just like the CIA, I guess that's their new term, all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. Wow. So you see, that's one of the reasons why we set up a Give, Send, Go account, because, hey, if Alex Jones could do it, so can we. You know, because we need to stay on the air, too, because if Alex Jones and free speech systems all of a sudden get shut down, where are you going to go? You see, we need to stay on the air as well, which is why I'm doing this thing with the Credit Restoration Primer, because I'm trying to keep us in the black. So I hope I've made my point clear. We appreciate you shopping at Power Mall, because that does help us out. But now I'm going to sweeten the pie, and I'm going to give you a way to make money with a Credit Restoration Primer. Seriously, when you spend $200 or more, it's coming to you for free. Just so you know. And this week also at the Power Mall, we've got 10% off Miracle Skin products, which means the Helon and Lamb Cream, and Ron Sally will be joining us as a result. We got 10% off North American Urban Spice products, so you can stock up on your immune system now. Which is a good thing, because you'll spend $200 stocking up for the winter. And you need to pay attention to that. If you notice, I get a little bit of a raspy throat. I have been actually doing the nebulizer treatments with the food-grade hydrogen peroxide and saline. Keeps the lungs clean. And, of course, you get free shipping when you purchase a colon cleanse set. That's a bottle of Oxy powder and a bottle of Latero Flora. And see, there's a great way to start racking up and getting that free credit book. Because this is all about solutions. That's what we're doing. And if you buy on Friday, then you can save 10% on your purchase at the Power Mall by using the code CASHFRIDAY when you select cash, check, or money order. Now, we also want to thank Joe and Chad for becoming team members, because they are giving a monthly residual. And you get discounts when you do that at the Power Mall, by the way. I don't know if you knew that or not, but now you do. And when you go to and you see the banner pop up, buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour, and you get on that particular tab, like the Support Us tab, it allows you to make donations. And that's what keeps us on. We do not take government money. We don't go out and sell, you know, like all these commercial radio stations do. We're not like that. And see, they don't interview all the people we interview and try to keep you up on what's going on with the news. Now, here's something else that's interesting. OptiVita is now doing a hemp bundle, and you get a 20% discount when you purchase the Power Hour Hemp Bundle. It includes organically grown pure hemp extract, topical hemp gel, and the Hemp Health Revolution book. So to order the bundle, you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab, and go and find the OptiVita Hemp Bundle. It's there. And for those of you who want to make more money, we have the Power Mall Affiliate Program. Here's a great way to make 10% off of everything you spend with us by getting it back, by putting a link on your website or giving your affiliate link that we send you to your friends and family and say, hey, if you're going to buy any of these products, here's the link to click on. We don't want you going to Amazon.com because it doesn't keep us on the air. That means we can't take your phone calls at 844-769-2944. Got to love that. It's a 3-cup of coffee day today, by the way. Been a little rainy out here. But the Power Mall affiliate program will give you 10% for referring all your friends, and we even provide you with the links to track all the sales you make so you know how much money you're going to get back. You don't have to have a website. I do. ClaudiaTitles.com has the banner I had up there because I want people to shop at the Power Mall because I want, you know, we're one big happy family here. So the GiveSendGo.com/thepowerhour has already been set up. It helps pay our monthly radio expenses. So, you know, we encourage you to go there. And even if it's, you know, if you can give residually and do a $10 a month campaign, that'd be great. It helps us pay and defer the cost of keeping this on. And I'm telling you, it's not cheap carrying on a nationally syndicated radio program. We've been doing it since 2000, and we'd like to keep doing it. So if you get my drift, we appreciate your contributions, especially Joe and Chad. Chiming in there, you're going to get discounts at the Power Mall because you went on the buymeacoffee.com link and then you became regular donors. We appreciate you. God bless you for that. We are also proud to partner with Lion Energy, which is why we're going to have Frank Davis back on the phone because Frank is running the show. Some of the blue state schools, by the way, we're just getting word, have closed down and the teachers are going on strike. So how that means that your kids, if they're in blue state cities, are not going to be getting an education. That if they go on strike, they're not even doing homeschool, you know, online learning. That ain't happening. And for those of you who have been paying attention to my Substack page, DaveKrieger.substack.com, and we've also posted it on our Power Hour Nation on all of our links on Facebook and Twitter. But I posted an article over the weekend about the foreclosure crisis. Yes, there is one. And I'm anticipating in the next 7 years, what they did from 2009 to 2016, they foreclosed on 10.2 million homes using phony documents. This one that I am, I just put up there on Substack and also on the Clouded Titles blog page, which goes out to almost 800 people. I've had probably pretty close to 300,000 hits and visits on that site. This particular Substack page that I posted has some very interesting stuff on it. I am talking about checks. I'm talking about checks that people have written for attorney's fees to these REMIC trusts that securitize the loans, and they haven't been cashed. Ask yourself that question. Why haven't they been cashed? They haven't been cashed because the REMIC is closed. It doesn't have a bank account. It can't cash them. So the attorneys don't get paid. Who's got to pay them? Probably the mortgage loan servicer. And they're the ones who are really paying the law firm to steal your house. Now, the simple question is, do you have a contract with the mortgage loan servicer that you signed that says that they own your loan? They're the ones that originated your loan, right? The mortgage loan servicer? No. The originating lender originated your loan. Think about it now. Put on that critical thinking cap. I got to go get one that says critical thinking on the cap. I'm going to get a ball cap that says critical thinker. We should probably sell those, you know, because that way we know. I listen to the Power Mall or the Power Hour, and I'm a critical thinker. So, you know, we got to have more of those out there because people don't realize you go out and you do something desperate. If you're not dealing with a portfolio lender, you're getting screwed because then you don't know who owns your paper. And you find out the hard way when you stop making your payments. I had a 75-year-old widow in Nashville, Tennessee that just called me over the weekend. We had a long talk and she's about to lose her home. She has her daughter and her 12-year-old autistic son staying with her. Because the daughter's ex-husband was found dead on the couch and she's without a place to live. So now she's living with mom and mom's fixing to get tossed out on the street. Mom hired a bunch of these high-priced attorneys, spent over $100,000. You see, this is the sort of stupidity that I'm talking about here, folks. I see this going on and on and on. There were two gay guys and I bring it up. I respect what they were trying to do. They were out in California. They paid an attorney over $100,000+. They gave me the exact figure in dollar and cents, and they were crying on the phone going, what do we do? I said, how much is your house worth? Can you sell it and scale down? See, nobody wants to talk about plan B. This is another problem. And I'm not trying to get in a rant. This is all about solutions. You know, if you're in trouble, which is why I want to do a foreclosure defense workshop here in San Antonio and invite you to come down and spend a couple of days with me over the weekend and my attorneys and get an education and help people. I have a Juris Doctorate in California, an attorney in California, and my attorney says, you know, I just don't want to do foreclosure defense anymore. I'll come to your seminars, Dave, because I love you and I think you're doing a great thing and I want to be there for you. And I got to pay this guy's airfare and hotel when he comes out, because he comes out free of charge and he talks to the people and tells them how to get through this from a logistical legal point of view. Now, if this is something you're interested in, you can email us. If there's somebody you know going through foreclosure, you think you're going into default, the time to come to this workshop and start asking questions is when you're already starting to get the default letters and they want to sell your house. It's getting too late. And once they've already sold your house, it becomes an exponentially crazy uphill battle that's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars you don't have, and you might as well forget about the legal fight because it's not worth it. This is what I'm talking about. And so this is why we're all about solutions, because we don't want you to get yourself in this kind of a rut. So, yeah, it's the craziness of life the way it is now. And I'm looking at 4.5 to 5 million homes. 4.5 to 5 million homes being foreclosed on in the next 7 years. And who's going to buy all these homes? Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, all the investment groups. And they're going to turn them into rental properties and they're going to make us a nation of renters. And if you don't pay your rent, they'll kick you on the street. And if they want to do, well, we'll give you a lease with option to buy. Nope. They give you a lease with option to buy, and then all of a sudden you got to clean up the title after they've stolen it from somebody. And they got a bad title when they bought the property. Hey, they don't care about the risk. All they care about is the bottom line. And they don't care if the title's dirty. You're buying it as is, whereas it doesn't matter what the condition of the title is. They're selling you something they don't legally own, and you're dumb enough to buy it. That is, unless you got the critical thinking cap on. That's the most important thing to recognize. So this is one of the reasons I'm giving you solutions like the credit restoration book, coming to the foreclosure defense workshop, because you can learn a lot about how to help other people. All about solutions here at the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We will be back after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, October 17, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. For those of you listening by phone, that number is 518-737-0180. And also, thank you to Jeff Rents and the RentsRadio.com team for getting us back on there. But we are actually now recording this video, and we will be posting this on Rumble, BitChute, and Brighteon.com so you can actually see me with the Power Hour logo talking in the microphone, because some people just like to watch videos. And if we bring on guests and we're doing this by Skype, you'll actually be able to see the guest on camera as well. We want to get a little bit more reach out in the community there, because I think people just like watching videos more than they like listening to the radio program. But these will be archived, so the broadcast will have already occurred, and so you have a choice. You can listen to the broadcast in audio on the Power Hour. You can actually go to Rumble, BitChute, or Brighteon.com, dial up the Power Hour, and listen to the show. So just so you know, we have a forum for those of you that want to do gardening, because food, water, shelter, and energy. I've always said food, water, and shelter, but you know, I kind of left that out. My faux pas. Yeah, which is better than my faux ma, because she's not around either. My faux pas was leaving out the fact that energy is necessary because we've all been dependent on it. And if the electricity goes away, how are you going to survive? The bag of charcoal is going to run out sooner or later. The propane tank's going to run out sooner or later. And if you don't have your solar panels protected and we happen to be taken out by a solar storm or coronal mass ejection or EMP, you're in the soup then too. So that's why Lion Energy, I'm trying to get together a deal with Lion Energy. And you can order by phone from them by visiting 385-375-8191. Use the code POWERHOUR, get a discount. Of course, the powerhour.com has a partners tab. You can see who all we're partnering with. We've been doing this for a long time. So the partners that we're on with, you know, they're dedicated. I'm going to get into world news now. If there's anything you want to call about to chime in on our show, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Sweden, by the way, and this is something that just, you know, got into my head. They've opted out of a joint probe in a Nord Stream leak, and they're declining to share their findings, citing national security. Well, what do you think that might mean? They got prosecutors that have looked into this. It's a country's criminal investigation of the leaks in the Swedish economic zone. Told Reuters the country wouldn't join a joint investigative team from the judicial cooperation agency, Eurojust. Well, why do you think they have these advanced tools for investigating? And you see there's this thing going on. They don't want to talk about it. Because if it points a finger back to the United States, things are going to look ugly. So what do? They point a finger at Russia. And of course, then we have to ask ourselves, why would Russia do that? Why would they slit their own throat? Why would Putin cut off his nose to spite his own face? He wouldn't do that. He's not dumb. The Russian people wouldn't appreciate that. So, I mean, look at this from a critical thought process. Meanwhile, U.S. Air Force B-52 Stratofortress bombers are going to be leading fighter jets from Belgium, Germany, and 12 other countries across Europe's skies on annual nuclear exercises today. Amid reports, Russia has increased the number of strategic bombers close to its border with NATO member state Norway. No wonder they're freaking out. And see, the thing is that we've got all these people spouting about nuclear war on TV, and oh, it'll just be a little thing. Yeah, just a little thing. Wow, how evil can you get? Like Dr. Evil says, not evil enough, just one calorie, not evil enough. See, it's a real problem when you get people like on Bill Maher sitting there talking about, oh, well, you know, it's just a limited nuclear thing. It's not going to be any big deal. You know, France isn't going to retaliate. But you see, Sleepy Joe, the hair sniffer, he opened his mouth and said, you're going to get the full force of the United States if you drop one of these things on Kyiv. I'm like, boy, I hope you guys got your nuke protect. Because if it gets ugly and you manage to survive this, you're going to have to take it to keep from getting radiation poisoning. Because we got some real morons in the White House that are, you know, opening their mouths. It's like they're inviting it. It's like, look, the jab didn't work. We didn't kill enough people. We have to kill them some way. We got to reduce the population to 500 million of the world. And the only way we can meet the criteria for the Georgia Guidestones is to just let's nuke everybody. We'll just run and hide in our underground bunkers. These people are total idiots. They really think these underground bunkers are going to save them. Wow. They just do not understand what the half-life of radioactive fallout is, do they? I studied this enough. I was in radiography school. I wore a dosimeter. I know what this stuff is about. We've studied this. It's crazy. All of this is crazy. It's pure folly. Now, would Putin use nukes? Well, see, this is where the war of words is. This is another round of escalating rhetoric. The European Union's top diplomat said that the Russian military would be annihilated if Putin launches a nuclear strike in Ukraine. Now, this is the EU Foreign Affairs Chief, Josep Borrell, saying that such a powerful response would come from the West in response to any nuclear action from Russia. So here's our tit for tat. He's saying that its military would be wiped out. Well, you know, if you're going to launch a limited tactical nuclear strike and see the guy on Bill Maher sitting there saying, well, these bombs, they're different from what they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Really? A nuke's a nuke. I hate to say it. I hate to disillusion these people. But if they drop one of those, it is going to take out several square miles of territory. Even if it's a limited tactical nuke, the fact of the matter is they used it. They violated so many detentes, so many agreements, assault, all of it, done. You might as well kiss the world goodbye. It's called mutual assured destruction. Now, do I want you to be freaked out about the tit for tat? No. Put on the critical thinking cap and just, you know, mull on that for a bit. Here's the thing. Putin's probably got submarines that have, you know, they're within range of our SOSUS nets. God, I'm going back to hunt for Red October again. And it's like, look, if they want to launch a tactical nuclear strike on D.C. and New York, they could. They could take it out. They know where the political center and the financial center is of this country. Anybody in D.C. and New York, I would be freaking out. Because, you know, if you ever seen the effects of Chernobyl and what the radius of that was and how much of the radiation poisoning got outside of Chernobyl and how far out it went. If you literally are within 310 miles of a nuclear power plant, you risk getting contaminated. Yes, I know. Get in there. Look at strategic relocation. Yep. Joel Skousen, he wrote the book. I've got a copy of it here. And it's got all the different tactical nuclear sites on there that would be first, second, and third. They call them secondary and tertiary targets. Joel really did a number putting that thing together. There are not very many safe states. You know, if it's not because of the fact that they have all these nuclear plants and nuclear warheads stationed there, parked in their states, it's because the internal system has become so badly corrupted that it's very difficult to function with it being the way it is. Speaking of difficulty functioning, Dutch farmers' organizations are vowing to launch more protests in the Netherlands in response to advice from the government's mediator, who's called for the forcible relocation of farming firms and the seizure of up to, get this, 600 farms deemed to be the heaviest nitrogen emitters. Wow. And here I thought cow farts were bad. You know, look what they're doing in New Zealand. Cow fart tax. Wow. You think that's going to stop this from happening? These people are really goofy. They've been smoking some really weird crack, I guess. I don't know. But what's really bad is, you know, here we have freedom of religion in America. But Christians who are caught praying, reciting scripture, or crossing themselves near an abortion center could be sentenced up to 6 months in jail if you live in the UK. Yeah. British officials are pushing to have Christians who practice their faith too close to abortion centers jailed under revamped crackdown rules aimed at curbing protests against the practice. Well, talk about cancel culture. Wow. Boy, that's the critical thinker. Don't go around an abortion clinic and start reciting the Lord's Prayer. You're just asking for it, and if you think that they're going to have mercy on you at the end of a hearing in these court systems, these kangaroo court systems, if you think the justice system is bad here, you ain't seen nothing yet. A European prosecutor, by the way, over the weekend has said, and this is the public prosecutor's office, says it's got an ongoing investigation of the acquisition of COVID-19 vaccines in the EU. You see, now they're starting to get into this. Now, see, we already know that a 48-page lawsuit has been filed with the International Criminal Court, but we don't know any more than that as far as what the ICC. Sometimes I look at those people and think they're about as worthless as well. Israel's Ministry of Health, by the way, has confirmed a leaked video showing an expert warning the agency about potentially facing lawsuits over COVID-19 vaccine side effects is real, but issued false statements about the discussion anyway. Wow. They hired experts to analyze post-vaccination adverse event reports said the analysis proved a casual relationship. Wow. I feel sorry for all those people that got multiple jabs and boosters. You want to read about that? We have an email blast we're going to be sending out with a whole lot of information in, because we got like over 50 news stories today to talk about. By the way, Volodymyr Zelensky from Ukraine is thanking the U.S. military Department of Defense for sending another $725 million in additional security assistance. Oh, my. Look at all those tax dollars going out the door. Let's see. What do we got here since January of 2020? Let's look at the numbers here. $18.2 billion. Let's see. $20.3 billion. Wow. Numbers just keep going up. It's like we have it to give, right? Our borders. Hell with our borders. Yeah, it's a real joke. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Eagle Pass, by the way. You think that Halloween is trick or treat? Oh, they got the tricks all right. They found Halloween decorations filled with a large amount of methamphetamine. And where did they put the methamphetamine pills in? Condoms. Yeah, you know, pumpkins have sex. 136 condoms hidden within four pumpkins that had been placed in a car, and they found nearly 44 pounds of alleged liquid meth inside of those condoms. Oh, well, obviously they're going somewhere in the United States to get processed into crystal meth or something. Wow. Craziness, isn't it? 844-769-2944 if you want to chime in on the call. Hey, just because I'm on video now, they won't see you if you call in. And those of you who have never called in the show before, we have a toll-free number. And that's, you know, we do that because that's part of what we do as part of our outreach to our community. And when you use the 844-769-2944, you're carrying on a conversation with me, not the, you know, million people that are going to be listening to the show down the road. So you don't have to worry about talking to them. You worry about talking to me. Now, I'm not going to bite your head off. You know, we have freedom of speech, and as long as we still have it, you're welcome to call the show and discuss what's on your mind. But you're talking to me. You're having a conversation with me. You don't have to worry about stumbling over things and, oh, my God, what are those million people going to think about me? Because I said too many uhs and ands and ums and, you know, just have a point when you call. We'll be good. It's fine. Make a list of things you want to talk about. That always helps. Helps me. Of course, I'm a great ad libber. It's one of the reasons why, you know, I don't mind having video on at the same time we're doing audio. So moving on to U.S. news, use news, and politics. I'm not even going to go into all the debates that just took place because, you know, I really think that the voters have their minds made up. What I really hate is the Ron Johnsons and the Herschel Walkers and all these people in the J.D. Vances and all their campaigns that we need your money, we need your money, we need your money, we're going to lose. They're outspending us in advertising. I hate to say this, folks, but if they don't like what's going on with the status quo and they like what you're doing, ye shall know them by their fruits, and you are going to get reelected. Don't worry about it. If they think you're a rhino, hey, that's on you, buddy. Don't be a rhino. Don't sit there and vote the party line. Be like Tulsi Gabbard. Have an independent mind. Critically think. She says, I'm an independent thinker. And she was on Gutfeld the other night. I was just so blown away. I know she was campaigning for Don Baldock up in New Hampshire in the Senate race up there against Maggie Hassan. And then I guess Gutfeld, they managed to grab her and get her on the show. I don't know if it was scheduled because she's up there. I think it probably was. But when I saw her on there, I mean, the audience just ate it up. They loved her, even though she quit the Democratic Party. And she did not say that she was going to join the Republican Party. She said, I'm an independent thinker. Don't drive me in that direction. I have not said I'm joining the Republican Party, even though I'm campaigning for Baldock up in New Hampshire. I'm not a Republican. But every time she opens her mouth, she talks like one. She is concerned. Look, I love the woman. I think she's great. I really do. I wish that she would be somebody's VP running mate. Now, a lot of people are going to take issue with that and say, you know, once a Democrat, always a Democrat. But see, she doesn't talk like a Democrat. Otherwise, she wouldn't have left the Democratic Party. It would have been just a real downslide for her. But see, when she left, the Democrats got shook. Because here's one of their own that's been very outspoken, that was a presidential candidate in 2020, didn't make the ticket, wasn't nominated as a VP running mate. I much would have rather had Tulsi as a running mate to Biden than Harris, if I had to vote for the lesser of two evils. But that is not the way it worked out. God love the woman. She's an independent thinker. And I'm glad of that, because maybe her critical thinking cap led her down that road. Maybe she is. Maybe her heart has changed. Maybe she has turned over a new leaf. That's okay. You know, it's okay to do that. It's okay to reject policies your own party made that are ruining this country. She's pretty much made that clear. Former FBI agent Timothy Tebow, by the way, has refused to cooperate with the House Republican probe into allegations of abuse and misconduct with his agency surrounding the Hunter Biden investigation. You know, he basically slow walked the whole thing. And Congress members want to know why. On another matter, when America's first law banning gender transition procedures for minors was passed in Arkansas last year, it spawned a wave of similar legislation. But legislative proposals in a dozen other states withered on the vine. Arkansas law faced an immediate court challenge that temporarily blocked the law from taking effect in July of last year. Since then, Alabama and Arizona moved forward and passed their own versions of the Arkansas Act, while California took a 180-degree turn to counteract the bans. They just don't want child transgender surgeries done in their state. And so now they're watching it, because it's heading to trial starting today. Thought you'd know. Do you remember the delegate from Virginia, Elizabeth Guzman, from Prince William County, that decided that she was going to go all out. We're gonna make it a crime for parents not to affirm their LGBT child. Wow. You know, this was a counter move to the transgender student policy recently released by the Virginia Department of Education. The draft policy requires public schools to acquire written parental consent before treating a student as a different gender. Oh, she wanted to wipe that out completely. No, if your kid wants to have this in private and wants to be in the closet in school, he should be allowed to do that without telling the parents. Well, the backlash, you see, backlash does work, folks. It worked so well, she's decided she's going to pull that legislation and not move it forward. The DOJ, meanwhile, is being sued for refusing to explain why it won't protect conservative Supreme Court justices' homes from protests. Why do you think that is? I think we all know. This Roe v. Wade thing just blew up in their face. We already know why they're doing it. They're really hoping that somebody's going to penetrate the security perimeter of one of these justices that voted in favor of Roe v. Wade and commit bodily harm. And you see, the thing is when you're going to arbitrarily and selectively enforce the law and have double standards, you don't deserve to be in office. You deserve to be impeached. Thank God Merrick Garland did not have a seat on the Supreme Court. Would that ever have been devastating? And when politicians lie, how can you tell? They all like to make promises they can't keep, which is why I never ran for office. Midterm elections are looming. Voters are still undecided about candidate choices, and they wonder what it is. Well, we have a story, courtesy of the Epoch Times, that we're putting on the email blast about body language and how you know when they're lying to you. There's no one sign for any person, but their behaviors all liars have in common, according to the experts. You can read about 22 peer-reviewed studies that talk all about it. And, of course, now there's an article out in a news analysis about more national security threats are coming from domestic left-wing extremists, according to the expert, not the MAGA Republicans. I think we've just been too nicey-nice. Seriously, if you're a MAGA Republican, you've had to put up with all that garbage. I would imagine that a lot of you probably are going to see Republicans out there carrying sidearms, whether concealed or otherwise. So it's crazy things out there. Darlene from Indiana, first caller of the hour. How are you?
Hi, real good. I hope everyone else is as well, and happy anniversary.
Well,
very
thank you.
Glad where you're at. I've been pondering laundry, and you sit there and you go, well, what about laundry? Well, there's this stuff on the market now that I call stinky stuff, and sometimes I buy secondhand clothes, and it takes at least four washings to get the stinky stuff off your clothes. So what I got pondering was the fact that if we go into battle and we have to hand wash our men's clothes, it's going to take an extreme amount of work to get that stinky stuff off hand washing. And you know my point, and I got this idea from reading something on NAM, knowing when our guys come over the hill by the smell, because just the food they ate gave the enemy a whiff that they were coming.
You know, that's a fact. They probably did. It wasn't Agent Orange they were smelling either.
Right. So that's where I got the idea, because I've already got my plate steel down on concrete blocks and all this stuff set up for the future. And I don't know if we're going to have a ground invasion or that, but it sure does look like they're setting up the world against us.
Kind of does. Now, you know, does this mean, Darlene, that you have the old scrub board with the ringer on the washer back?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
God,
yes.
Love you. I love those machines.
I haven't used it, but there's got to be an expert out here on laundry, and I know it's really a boring subject, but this stinky stuff on the clothes has got to go if they don't want their men massacred, you know?
Yeah, I get that. Well, here's the thing. The biggest mistake that I would caution people about is when you're running the clothes through the wringer, try not to get your fingers caught.
I'll take it to task. I'll probably do it because it takes me a little while to learn, you know?
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. It really hurts. It really smarts. I've had my fingers shut in a garage door before, and it kind of feels just like that. Stays
all
with
right,
you for
have a good
while.
One. I just had to mention that because it's been on my mind over the last 2 years with this stinky stuff that's on the market, you know?
Well, that's great because that's all part of our critical thinking process, isn't it?
All right. Be safe. Bye.
God bless you. Thank you much, Darlene in Indiana. She's in the farming community out there. We love it because they always come up with solutions to stuff, and it's a good thing. While we still have a second left, a former Ohio high school coach faces several years in jail after pleading guilty to multiple sex-related offenses with a student.
As you all know,
Ashley Rison, 31-year-old former softball coach, a teacher's aide, allegedly had sex with a 17-year-old student while she worked at New Miami High School in Ohio. Wow. And will James Comey and Robert Mueller be prosecuted for lies, according to what John Durham has uncovered? We don't know yet. This thing is still unfolding. You can read all about it in our email blast that we have for you here on the Power Hour. We send it right to your inbox. All you got to do is sign up. It's that easy. We are at the break right now. We will be back after the top of the hour with more news and your phone calls. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829.